London, Reuter, an officer of the staff of the Allied Supreme Command of the Expeditionary Force, today broadcast a warning specially addressed to all Frenchmen living at least within 35 kilometers of the coast. He said, "The lives of many depend upon the speed with which you act." And then there was a brief pause, and then Reuter continued, warning too. Quote, "The air war has entered upon a new phase." This, of course, is what the spokesman said. "The air war has entered upon a new phase. You will be warned an hour before an attack. Leaflets will be dropped by Allied planes. As soon as you get the warning, go to your domicile and go at least 2 kilometers from it into the open country. 2, take along only what you can easily carry. 3, keep off all roads, railway lines, and bridges. 4, do not form groups which could be mistaken for troop concentration." That's what Reuters is printing at the moment, and as all newsmen will recognize, the inevitable little postscript, the machine says, "Correction and warning 2, read it, carry. Paragraph 3, keep off all roads." Next is the machine of the International News Service, and it has just been printing a dispatch from London by Kingsbury Smith. It says, "Bulletin by Kingsbury Smith, International News Service staff correspondent, London, May 6, INS. German sources reported today that the Allies had launched the long-awaited invasion of the continent by landing parachutists in northern France and assaulting the French coast from the air and by sea. There was absolutely no immediate confirmation that the invasion had started, either from headquarters of General Dwight D. Eisenhower, Allied Supreme Commander in the European theater, or any other Allied quarter." And then the bulletin from Smith goes on to say, "Londoners and observers on the southeast coast of England said that wave upon wave of Allied air fleets, constituting the largest force of bombers and fighters ever seen crossing the English Channel, had gone out toward the French coast." Now, if you'll bear with me on this tour of the newsroom, instead of going along in the geographical way I ordinarily would go to the United Press machines, a bulletin just come in on the Associated Press, and here's what it says. New York, June 6, AP. "The London radio, in a Dutch language broadcast, warned European underground workers today to report to their leaders with all speed and to be prepared for anything. Keep away from military installations," the broadcast said. "Underground members, report to your trusted leaders. Act with speed. Be prepared for anything. There is bombardment in the port of Le Havre." That is the bulletin, which has just come in on the Associated Press machine. Perhaps you heard those bells ringing in the background as I was reading to you the dispatch from the INS machine, and so I tried not to trip over the cable as I rushed over to the AP machine to read you the bulletin that was coming in there.